People with disabilities lead change at Good Humans 268 through empowerment, not charity. Q&A with Joshuanet Francis, founder of Good Humans 268, based in Antigua and Barbuda. What inspired the creation of Good Humans 268, and what does the name represent? It was born from both challenge and purpose. In 2021, after losing one of my jobs, I discovered that the Disability Tribunal established under the Disabilities and Equal Opportunities Act of 2017 was still not up and running. This tribunal is meant to hear cases like mine, ensuring justice and protection for persons with disabilities in areas such as education, employment, and health care. That realization became a personal call to action. I want my case heard, but more importantly, I wanted to make sure others with disabilities could access justice too. So I began advocating for the establishment of the National Disability Council and, through it, the Disability Tribunal. The name Good Humans 268 reflects how we see ourselves and others: good, capable, and valuable human beings. We deserve love, education, employment, and access to everything that every other citizen enjoys. Our call is simple yet powerful: see us beyond the disability. The disability is one part of who we are, not our whole identity. How does Good Humans 268 define its mission to empower persons with disabilities in Antigua and Barbuda? Our mission is to change the narrative surrounding disability by creating productive partnerships, policies, and programs that lead to golden opportunities, employment, home ownership, and economic independence. We believe in creating a world that is necessary for some but useful for all, one where persons with disabilities are not invited to the table as tokens, but are building the table, designing systems, and leading the change. The world was not designed for us, so we have to show up and show off, ensuring that we are not left behind. Community outreach, climate action, and sustainable farming. How do these support inclusion? Everything we do is designed to give individuals with disabilities jobs. Every program, partnership, or event must lead to employment. Too often, individuals with disabilities are the afterthought. Our approach is the opposite. We call it the beginning thought methodology. From the moment a program is conceived, we ask, how can individuals with disabilities fit in? We're realistic. Not every space is built for us, but there are countless spaces we can create, adapt, or design to ensure inclusion. Whether it's recycling, reforestation, or farming, our programs place individuals with disabilities at the heart of sustainable development. Signature programs and projects. Student Community Service Program engages students from kindergarten to fifth form ages 5 to 16 in volunteering, recycling, and reforestation. Students learn environmental responsibility while helping to create jobs for individuals with disabilities in waste management and sustainability sectors. Project Red, inspired by the red stripe on the Disability Pride flag, symbolizing physical disabilities, Project Red focuses on creating accessible spaces beginning with 10 schools across the island, then expanding to playgrounds and public areas. Through a one-per-month donation model, citizens can help fund ramps, walkways, and accessible bathrooms across Antigua and Barbuda. How do you ensure that persons with disabilities are not just beneficiaries but leaders? Our programs are designed for individuals with disabilities from the start, not as beneficiaries after the fact. We believe in empowerment over charity. Handouts, wheelchairs, food packages are acts of kindness, but we aim higher. We want individuals to earn a living, make decisions, and shape policy. They are at the table when programs are designed and when partnerships are formed. The goal isn't to give a basket, it's to create a career and a sense of belonging. What kind of impact has Good Humans 268 made so far? In just a few years, we've seen tangible, measurable change. Over 1 million items have been diverted from the landfill through our recycling program. Accessible infrastructure such as ramps and bathrooms has been built at schools like Potter's Primary. Communities and events now practice better waste management. Corporate partners are joining the movement. WeVE also gained international recognition, featured on BBC, World Street News Japan, and Luxury Locations magazine, where our work inspired the Giving Syndicate. Through our weekly columns Conscious Conversations, Climate Conscious, and Conscious Communities, we reach readers across three major newspapers every week, raising awareness and inspiring change. We are still young, but the impact is undeniable, local, regional, and international. What are the major challenges you face? Advocacy. Sometimes, the biggest challenge comes from within. Advocacy is an art and a science. It requires patience, empathy, and adaptability. Different people see disability through different lenses, so we must meet them where they are. We are teaching ourselves and others how to advocate effectively and sustainably. Funding, the second major challenge is finance. Disability and waste management aren't seen as sexy issues. They lack glamour, quick wins, or instant visibility. Many funders struggle to see the long-term vision or sustainability. Yet, these are the foundations of a truly inclusive society. Despite the financial hurdles, we persist proving every day that inclusion and environmental action are worth every investment. How do collaborations strengthen your outreach? Partnerships are at the core of everything we do. Collaborations with schools, corporations, NGOs, and international organizations like the Sandals Foundation and GEF Small Grants have expanded our reach and deepened our impact. Each partner brings unique expertise and resources, whether through funding, training, or visibility, helping us build stronger, more sustainable programs. Collaboration transforms ideas into action. How do you engage the wider public? We are intentionally loud and bold. We run vibrant social media campaigns that challenge norms and celebrate inclusion. We publish weekly newspaper columns that spark national conversation. We appear regularly on TV and radio. We launched the radio program What's Your Story to share lived experiences of persons with disabilities. We organize public actions like walking the perimeter of Antigua, the Ride for a Cause 300 locations in 30 minutes challenge, and our recycling expo. We believe that visibility is advocacy. When people see us, they understand our message. Our team proudly wears our Good Humans shirts, and our brand has become synonymous with inclusion, courage, and consistency. What is your vision for the future? The future is Good Humans International, from Good Humans 268 in Antigua and Barbuda to Good Humans 246 in Barbados, Good Humans 847, and beyond. Our dream is to share our model globally, building a network of inclusive organizations united by the same purpose, to amplify the voices of persons with disabilities and create golden opportunities everywhere. We don't have all the answers, but we have open doors, open hearts, and open hands. Together, through learning, sharing, and collaboration, we will continue to change lives one good human at a time.